I'm vaccinated, and most players would have been. But to be honest, I think it's ethically wrong to force people into a medical procedure.
That was Tom McDonald on Channel 9 News with Ett and Woolley just a few minutes ago. Ethically wrong to force people into a medical procedure. And that's coming from someone who is already fully vaccinated. Yeah. That's fascinating. And I believe that he's the first player to speak out publicly about that.
Yeah, you'd love him to extend a bit more about that, because it sort of raises a few more questions, like, as in, did you just get it because you were forced to continue to train and play? If you had the option not to, would you have not done it? So, would have loved to hear a little bit more from Tom, but I like when players speak their mind. You and I always talk about this off air. We love to hear more from the players and express their personality.
And Tom's always been like that, in fairness. I mean, he's always said exactly what he thinks. Without starting the bleeding, obvious. That's fascinating that a player is brave enough and candid enough to come out and say, well, yep, I've got it, but I don't think, you know, you should necessarily force people to. I'm with Tom, by the way. I think it's hard to mandate it, but it just becomes really difficult in a team environment. This isn't Novak Djokovic not wanting to get vaccinated that only affects him and his back pocket and his ability to win slams.
This is my point. The Players Association and the AFL need to come out and make it clear their guidelines, because just all this talk, and you're putting it on players who get door stopped or they're doing any other interviews.
Everyone's going to be asked about it.
Asked about it. Take the pressure off the players and people involved at the clubs and just make it clear. Like, we've spoken about the NBA Players Association.
Yeah.
They didn't say you had to be vax, double vax, but here are the conditions if you are or if you are not.
Yep. Well, good. I mean, the AFL have already taken their first baby step in that. Gillon McLachlan said in his opening address at the Brownlow Medal, get vaxed.
Yeah, but no one cares about what head office does. No one's going along Thursday night to watch Richmond, Melbourne to see the administrators.
No. But of course people care what head office does, because if they mandate it,
yeah, but
then players have to do it.
But they haven't mandated yet for players yet.
No, but I think that they haven't arrived at their destination, but I think they're in the suburb. And you've got the Victorian government have mandated here for essential workers.
It's very difficult to arrive at your suburb at the moment in Victoria. Have you seen the delays going on with the tunnel?
Oh, never a truer point, Jimmy.